This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
You are listening to The Youth Impact on 105.4 FM at Otago Access Radio in collaboration with Volunteer South. Here, we will take you down the world of volunteering and the impact you can make in your community. Welcome to The Youth Impact. Welcome to your impact. Hello, welcome to another episode of The Youth Impact. I have completely forgotten what episode number this is. I wrote it down on a piece of paper. I have now lost that piece of paper. I am so sorry, but to those of you listening, it could either be episode 1 or episode at least 10, I think we're at now. It is, once again, just me here. So sorry for that, but as it is December coming up, everyone is out and about and doing their own Christmas thing. So I believe Jonty's away with his family, or just taking that well-needed break that we all kind of need sometimes. Marga is gone. Very sad. We will miss you. R.I.P. Marga. Hope she's having fun in Auckland. Stuck in another quarantine, really. Because now we're on the traffic light system. Hooray! So I hope everyone has their vaccine pass ready and rearing to go. Once again, I've gotten, I wouldn't say a topic. I have less of any idea of what we're doing, because now with Christmas coming up, my mind has been anywhere else and on just gift giving and stuff. I don't know about you, I'm terrible at buying gifts. Like, I'm really bad. One, because I don't have any money. And two, because I'm never really sure what people want. Because every time, people always answer like, oh, I'm just happy with anything. You're a liar. Whoever says that, they're a liar. I would not be happy with anything. So what I have done, thanks to the idea of my mum, because my mum knows how broke I am, we've decided to look at some handmade Christmas gifts. I myself am a very crafty person. I love crafts. And it's cheap. It's, I wouldn't say easy, but like it's definitely something that you can put, even if you put like only a little bit of effort in, you're still like, you know, it's the thought that counts, which is, again, very cliche of a gift to do, but you know, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? Tell you your gift is really bad? You made it yourself. Like, come on, no one can fight you on this at this point. So, looking at, here's some popular ones. The most popular is a bundt pan wreath. The wreath as in the thing you hang on a door. And the bundt pan as in the cake with the hole in it. Now, I'm not saying it's bad, but it's definitely a choice to put a perfectly good cake pan on your door with hot glued ornaments in it. I personally hate this. I hate this a lot. I'm not a fan. If someone hung this on my door, it would look like, first of all, it looks like it's going to fall apart any second. And I feel like you can go and buy a styrofoam donut at like Lincraft or Spotlight. You don't need to waste a bunch. I don't like this. I'm very mad. I feel like a lot of these are going to make me really angry. Oh my God. Do better. Simply do better. Don't pick this one. Pick a better one. There's also now a black spot on my screen. I think I've broken my phone, but that's fine. The next one is ornament tic-tac-toe. Oh, it's cardboard. It's a box. I feel like this would be better if people could see what I'm looking at, but too bad you can't. Find it yourself. I get the idea, but I wouldn't recommend this as a gift. I'd feel like this is just something to distract children with on Christmas. You know, like before they open presents. But also, so you don't have to actually interact with them. You know what I mean? I've had a lot of Christmases with the cousins where they're, you know, actual children at that point. I'm not a fan. I don't... I like spending time with children as much, but, like, when it's your own family, I don't know why, but you kind of get a little bit more of an edge to children when they're actually your family. Number three is a candlestick with ornaments glued on it. These are decorations and not really gifts. I'm going to be honest. And, okay, let me tell you something. I made candles. I used to sell candles. I'd handmade beeswax candles. And if there's one thing I know, it is getting candle wax off stuff is so annoying. If you get it on carpet, hot tip, paper bag and an iron. And like you iron, you put the paper bag on the wax, iron over it, the paper absorbs it. But also don't set it on fire. You know what I mean? But getting wax on a bunch of hot glued ornaments. First of all, I'm pretty sure that would actually melt the hot glue, so that's falling apart. And then you've got, after this is done, a clump of hot glued ornaments together, now covered in wax. So now this show has actually become, those of you who are thinking of crafting something nice for the holidays, here's an idea, but also here's why I think it's awful. So these will be really good for, you know, those friends that you kind of don't like? Those ones? This is what this is for. This is to show that you definitely care, but they could do better, you know? Oh, this sounds really bad. But whatever, we're moving on. It's Christmas. Christmas is about love, family, but then also everyone is exhausted all the time. So, you know, you've got this. There's a lot of recipes for cookies here, which I guess is a nice gift. You know, because, like, that's also a classic last-minute-I've-forgotten-what-to-do gift where you buy a box of roses or Cadbury's Favourites. This could work, just a bad cookie recipe. With these ones having peppermint on top of them, you know, for that Christmas feeling. I'm allergic to peppermint, so if someone gave me these, I would really know that they feel nothing for me. That's how I would know. That they genuinely don't care. They've handmade me something that, you know, would just hurt me. This one says doorbells, but in quotes, because I imagine the bells don't actually work. And they are more bundt pans in the form of bell shapes, and you're gluing them to more things. So they're really big, and they're really bad. Oh no. This is so much hot glue that I hope everyone is prepared to use. Another tip for hot glue, you're gonna burn yourself. So I hope you're okay with that, because that's all you're gonna have to deal with. There is no stopping it. People say wear gloves. You never remember to wear gloves. And even if you do, don't wear the latex gloves, because then you're just burning more plastic onto plastic. It doesn't work. Ooh, this one's citrus marmalade. Just to go off. Now that I like. Now that's something that I would never use. I don't like marmalade personally, but if someone handed me, oh, here is my homemade citrus marmalade, I would definitely be like, wow, incredible. That shows care. That's the between craft of this is something that you definitely give to someone that you care about, rather than, you know, the peppermint cookies, which I've received before. I'm just saying. If someone I know is listening and they know they've given them to me before, you know who you are and you know what you did. My mouth hurts all the time now. This one's just a jar of assorted nuts. Snack food is a good, easy gift, especially for those people that you aren't close to. You know what I mean? Like you want to show them that you care, but you don't know anything about them. Like, for example, your dentist. If you're one of those people that give gifts to your dentist, that's it. you give them like a little, a jar of assorted nuts with a bow around it. Something that you can buy and all you have to do is tie a bow on it. That's what you give to the person that you don't know anything about but you want to show them you care. I've known many people that would get Christmas cards for their dentists, by the way. So if you think I'm crazy, I'm not. People really care for their dentists. I have never had the same dentist twice. I am afraid that they've judged me so hard the first time, I cannot go back. Again, because I'm allergic to mint, it is not my fault my teeth look like this. I'm allergic to toothpaste. I am sorry. Anyone have any helpful tips for that, by the way? That isn't making your own toothpaste, because I don't have time. Ooh, cinnamon hard candy. I also used to make hard candy with a... What is it? Like, it's like glucose syrup. It looks like liquid glass. First of all, very fun, very cool. Second of all, if you do it wrong, you get a very chewy candy that will glue your mouth shut. And also, if you are not careful, it will spill all over your fridge. And then you're so embarrassed that you don't tell your flatmates. And then your flatmates keep coming to you and going like, hey, do you know what's in the fridge? Like, the door is getting stuck. And you're like, man, I have no idea. That's so crazy that that's happened. Like, I don't know how that's happened at all. And then at late at night, at about 3 a.m., you sneak down and you kind of have to, you pour boiling water on it because that's the only way to melt the candy again. And you're just trying to unstick it. But then the plastic from the door that was stuck kind of starts warping a bit because, again, hot liquid. And you just have to put it back and hope that they don't notice that the door never really closes the same way as it used to. Not talking from experience, though, because, like, that's just, like, a random example that I've just come up with just now. you know, it's fine. There's a lot of fun snacks on here. So if anyone... I'm not going to give you the site because it's I just googled some handmade Christmas gifts and just pick the first few, but there are definitely some interesting recipes on here, like shortbread bars where you just dunk them in chocolate. Very cool, very easy. Candy cane sleighs, which candy canes, and then you've glued a box to them to hold more candy. It's definitely cute. It looks like something that you'd make in primary school. I don't know if they still do that, where kids get to make, like, Christmas ornaments and stuff like that. But that's definitely something that you would have made. Where you, like, make the... Did anyone else make, like, a macaroni ornament? I've still got mine. There's, like, 6 pieces of macaroni left on it. It was a star, I swear. Christmas light gingerbread cookies. I have a friend in America who works in a gingerbread factory. Or it's called the gingerbread factory. It's a store. He makes gingerbread, though, at this little bakery. He hates it. Apparently, gingerbread is such a big thing at this time of year, which makes sense, but most people are always buying the houses, and he has to make every single part of the house because they don't assemble it there, because the fun is assembling your own gingerbread house. I've never done it because I think I would get really mad and break it. Like, just smash it. I couldn't do it. Also, I don't like gingerbread. These are cute. They're gingerbread cookies that are in the shape of lights, and then they're also made into a wreath. Can we stop with the wreaths, though? I don't know the origin behind wreaths. I know origins behind a lot of things. Wreaths isn't one of them. And it's definitely not something that we have here in New Zealand. I feel like that's a very American thing. And I don't know why I'd think it's a winter thing. Because it can't be, right? But, I don't know, maybe it is. Oh, my mom also wanted me to talk about... Stop buying gift wrap. Like, I'm... like, Christmas wrapping paper. Like, it is fun sometimes. And if you're like my family... you're only allowed to open it carefully, and then you fold it up, and then you save it for next year or for a different present. So it's just repassing the same Christmas paper all over again. But it's a, you know, I've never bought Christmas paper myself because, again, we've been doing that folding thing. But also, I don't like it that much, and I just find it's a lot easier to just buy, like, brown paper wrapping and then put a fancy ribbon on it. because I feel like that looks nicer a little bit. It doesn't look as whimsical, but then it looks kind of, I guess, minimalist, maybe rustic. I don't know how you put it. My aesthetic is dark academia, so I guess that's like kind of where I'd go with it. But I just don't like wrapping paper. Do you know how much Star Wars wrapping paper I've received over the years? Because that's just the wrapping paper that we've got saved over. I don't like wrapping paper. And I think that's a weird tradition that we need to stop. And on this DIY thing, it is showing you how to make fun gift wrap with just, like, coloured paper. Look that up yourself, because I cannot go through these instructions because I'm never going to do this. Nor do I know how. More fudge. So much fudge. I've made a lot of fudge in my time. It's really not... Mine turned out really bad most of the time because I could never get the shape to stay. It would always just keep melting. So I don't know how to do that. Oh, this is also making candles is another one. Where just to make it Christmassy is making it pine-scented, or mint, apparently, whatever. Making candles is a lot easier than you think it is, trust me. And so I'd definitely recommend making a candle. All you need is, like, if you go, here is my tutorial on a nice, easy gift of candle making for Christmas. If you go to an op shop, you know, support secondhand buying, it's good, and you find, like, just teacups, and then you can either buy paraffin wax. I use beeswax myself because we've got beehives around and it's just easier to get the wax, but it just depends on what you can get. You get some wax, you melt the wax down, you add smell to it if you want, you can add color to it if you want. They sell, like, all this stuff at Spotlight. But you don't need to buy, like, a candle melting kit, because they sell those too. You don't need to buy it. You get, like, a little element and maybe a pot, preferably one that you don't really want to use again, because it will obviously ruin it. So maybe when you're at the op shop, see if you can find a pot as well. I used to use a slow cooker that no one wanted anymore. You just melt that down, pour that into the teacup for the wick. Okay, you put the wick in first. You put the wick in first, which can be a lot of things. I've used the wooden wicks. They're pretty good, and they're, like, nice and weird, but, like, a different kind of look to it. You just glue it in to the teacup, either with hot glue or, little pro tip, you dip the bottom of it into wax, and then you put it there, wait for it to harden, and then you pour the rest in. And you also want to keep a clothespin on it just to hold it there, and then it's going to set. Boom. You got a candle in a teacup. It looks really cute. You can just give that to someone and they'll be like, oh my god, that's so thoughtful, that's amazing. And I guess they can keep the teacup if they, like, clean it well enough, but, like, you know, it's definitely that's definitely a good trick for crafting, but keeping it really easy, because I'm not going to do complicated crafts for Christmas, because the amount of crafts I'm gonna have to do to cover everyone in my family is too much. It's too much. Moving on, there's also snow globes that you can make, which is just a jar. It's a jar upside down, and you glue a tree to the lid, like something into the lid, and then you fill it with whatever a snow globe is filled with. Like, it's not water. I think it's like oil. It's like an oil-based something. Don't drink it is what I'm saying. Don't drink it. Fabric-covered Christmas tree ornaments. Ooh, that's actually quite nice. If you want a really simple tree ornament kind of look, this is quite nice. You got scrap fabric everywhere that you don't know what to do with. And you just need, I guess, some wood in the shape of, like, what looks like arrowheads, because I guess that's a Christmas tree shape. But I guess triangles would work, or anything. And then you just cover that. Boom. It's whimsical. It's small. There's a tutorial with Alice and Lois. Thank you. They've described it as, you don't want a gift that looks fuddy-duddy. Fuddy-duddy? Oh. Well, there you go. You want something that's not fuddy-duddy? Fabric on a bit of wood. Put a string on it, hang it on the tree. There you go. It's nice. Oh, actually, that does remind me that some of my favorite ornaments when I was a kid, my nana made, which is another very easy thing. You just buy plain ornaments, nothing on them, and you just write on each ornament someone's name, like someone in the family's name. And then everyone gets to hang up their own named ornament. I don't know why I liked it so much, but I just thought it was fun looking for my ornament and seeing what color it was. It was the same color every year, but I'd always forget. Some of these are really cool. I don't know if they're gifts, but a lot of them are definitely, they're definitely ornaments and stuff. So I guess if you aren't, you know, got that Christmas feeling, Christmas gifts and making craftable Christmas gifts, very difficult, I guess. But sorry, I'm trying to stall while I'm scrolling through these lists to find something that's more of a gift than just a, I don't know, anything. Ooh, utensils. I sound very excited for no reason. Kitchen utensils, wooden kitchen utensils that you've burned into fun little shapes. I didn't describe that very well. You know a rolling pin, how sometimes they're made of wood? You can burn little designs into them. So this one's got a lot of little stars on it, and it does look really cool. You just need a wood burn tool pen. So, like, you know, it's almost like a tattoo gun, but it's fire. That's how I would describe it. I don't think this is something that you should do if you're, you know, not trained and also a child. But it's definitely an idea. Oh, this one's fun. If you have an old sweater and you cut the sleeves, you can make it a wine bottle cozy. Isn't that fun? How many of you need that? I wouldn't. I would actually prefer the sleeves, to be honest. Because, side note, this is also helpful. Use the sleeves instead of making a wine bottle cozy. What you could do is if you sew it up and then you cut some little holes in it and then a big hole at one end or a small hole at the other end, whatever, you can make a sweater for your cat. I'm not saying I've done that, like I wouldn't, I'm not the kind of person that would make a sweater for my cat, like that'd be really weird, but it is a very good idea. It is very cute, and it is definitely something. Especially if you have a hairless cat. If you have a hairless cat, please send me photos of it. I think they're neat. Ooh, some of these are cross stitches. That's actually a really good one. If you want to start crafting and you don't have much else to do, that is what I'd recommend. That is the craft I started on. That is the craft I still do now. Learn to cross stitch. If you like pixel art, that's it. If you like just tiny squares, that's it. You got it. It's a very easy one, and it's very easy just to, like, make something Christmas-themed, or even just write someone's name or something. It's kind of like embroidery, but it's much easier, trust me. So if that's something that you're more into, that's definitely it. I don't know if any of these crafts is something that anyone would actually do, because I've definitely listed a lot of things. So just in the final few minutes, I'll tell you what I actually would do. A gift bag. A gift bag is a classic. It's a nice, small, easy thing to do. You get a Christmas either looking box, and you're just going to fill it with, say, like, an ornament that you think of, like, an ornament that when you see it, you'd think of the person. You add that into it. You add whatever their favorite sweet is. You add, like, a little something soft, like something sweet. I don't know, like a soft toy, like just a really small thing. You add Some nice like a bath product, like a bath bomb or like a body wash, like something nice, and you just fill that with a bunch of like shredded paper, and then boom, it looks lovely. Maybe put like a little flower in there or something. I don't know. It will all be catered to each person, but that is the easiest and probably the nicest thing that I'd recommend doing. Because the rest of these are just ornaments. I'm scrolling through these as fast as I can. They're all ornaments. And Ornaments are nice, but ornaments are, they come out every year. So I definitely recommend making an ornament if you can, but you put it in the box. Because that way, it seems like you put more thought in it than you did. You know what I mean? I hope that gave someone out there an idea of anything. If not, my bad. I'm so sorry. but I will be back next week, probably doing something more Christmas-themed, as it is December. That will be all I talk about for a bit. Christmas, my favorite holiday. So I hope everyone's ready for that. I will see you all next week. Hopefully Jonty will be here. If not, you guys are stuck with me, and I will definitely find something new to talk about. See you later. Thank you for listening to The Youth Impact on ORFM. Go out and find your impact.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.